This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The National Weather Service has posted a red flag warning through this evening as high winds are forecasted. Those 15 to 20 mile per hour winds blew hard on Sunday, and it was those winds that whipped up fires across the region, from Lake and Sonoma counties up through Mendocino and Humboldt. Firefighters and air tankers responded to a report of a wildfire near Blue Lake yesterday at about 4:30, a fire that immediately threatened homes and forced the temporary evacuation of residents. The fire, burning off Blue Lake Boulevard, shut down Highway 299 in both directions for several hours as fire crews from across the county responded. The fire damaged power poles and left some local residents without electricity, although the bulk of those left in the dark had power restored by early this morning. The Blue Fire did not destroy any structures, and it burned about 30 acres before fire crews got it under control. Residents ordered to leave were allowed to return, and Highway 299 was reopened to control traffic by about 10 o'clock last night. CAL FIRE will monitor the fire area throughout today. The wildfire news was worse for residents in northern Mendocino County and into the Redwood Valley southeast of Willits. A wildfire erupted early yesterday morning in Potter Valley, and the wind-whipped blaze grew very quickly and forced the closure of Highway 101 at the Willits Bypass. The fire forced the evacuation of residents in the immediate area, although the exact number of evacuees is not currently known. The Redwood complex has burned down power poles and left local residents without electricity, and evacuation centers have been established at Ukiah High School for those south of the fire and the Willits Community Center for those north of the fire. It's unknown at this time if any homes have been destroyed, and the evacuation orders remain in place this morning. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office reports that the fairgrounds in Ukiah and a local farm have been opened to accommodate large animals, and local roads have been closed due to fire activity. Another 1,000-acre wildfire, ignited by lightning and fed by the wind, temporarily closed down Highway 20 in Lake County yesterday as well. The sheriff's office considers the death of a 68-year-old Dinsmore man as suspicious after his body was found in his yard at his residence in the Buck Mountain area. Sheriff's deputies and the coroner were dispatched to the location on Friday at about midnight, and the death is being investigated as a possible homicide. No details related to the manner of death or the identity of the victim have been released. On Friday afternoon, the coroner was dispatched to the Dean Creek Bridge north of Redway after a body was found floating in the Eel River. No information has been released regarding the gender or the identification of the victim or how that person may have died and ended up in the river. We'll update when we get more information. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.